Greetings once again, Lenten pilgrims. It's the Sabbath day. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent. This is one of those Sundays when God gives us a respite from our Lenten wilderness and brings us back into the full glory of God. It's a Sabbath in the middle of Lent. Today we're going to take our devotion from the great devotional called Lent with St. Francis by Diane Hudek. Just as we did last Sunday, we turn to this devotional to get words of wisdom and spiritual insights from the Master himself, St. Francis of Assisi. The scripture for today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 3. Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind, so that God's works might be revealed in him." We've talked a lot about learning to see and spiritual blindness at church in the past few months. And given the times we're in and what's going on in our community, our state, and the world, this seems a very fitting devotional for today. So let us begin. Just as spiritual blindness can be far more devastating than the loss of physical sight, so having our vision of God's grace restored can bring healing far beyond the physical. We see hope where once we knew only despair. And more than that, we see new ways to communicate that hope to others. We see light instead of darkness. And in that light, we discover a side of ourselves that we thought we had lost. We look with new eyes on the people around us and see how they too are children of God. One of St. Francis's greatest works is his Canticle of the Creatures. Francis wrote it late in his life. He was nearly blind from an eye disease acquired on his missionary travels. He could no longer see any of the natural delights that he had enjoyed throughout his life. But in the midst of darkness and suffering, he praised light and joy. The paradox of our Christian life will always be that only through death do we obtain eternal life. If we begin with that belief as our firm foundation, we can follow Christ and his saints in turning the sadness and struggles of our lives into a means of praising God in our hearts, even if our minds take a little longer to understand. Let us pray. Most High, all-powerful, all-good Lord, all praise is yours, all glory, all honor, and all blessing. Amen. Hope you enjoy today's special Sabbath devotional and be looking for our Sunday Sabbath service, a special audio recording that we're going to be producing and will be emailed to you and available on our website. Until then, God bless your Sabbath and have a blessed week to come.